I met Kim Peek, the Salt Lake City man who inspired the film Rain Man, back in 2009, just a couple of months before he died of a heart attack. I was waiting tables at an undisclosed, low-key family chain restaurant when his father asked me if Peek could guess my birthday. I spoke with them both only momentarily, but Barry Morrow, who wrote the screenplay for the film, recalls those days.
Kim, if you remember, would often come up to anybody, man or woman, and get very close to them and say, you know why, you're a very important person to me.
Morrow often visited with Peek and his father, Fran, at this restaurant.
And that manager always, he would just get ramrod straight like this, you know, with his fist at his side, because he just could not stand to be, you know, compromised that with his space. And the last time we came, I saw him kind of running away to hide as we came in. But Kim always found him, pinned him up against the wall. It was great.
Rain Man is what many people think of when they think about autism. Socially awkward, but highly intelligent with overwhelming fixations. But in reality, Peek was never actually diagnosed with a disorder. His father, Fran, says he had what was called a genesis of the corpus callosum.
That part of the brain that connects the two hemispheres didn't get there. And so everything that he learned, he saved. About 98%, 99%. If he read it or saw it, he could recall it.
But Morrow says he was not unlike Temple Grandin, who's a high-functioning autistic. Grandin says she and Peek have very common threads, in particular the inability to pick up subtle social cues. But that didn't prevent Grandin or Peek from rising to have great success stories. The Utah Film Center is awarding Grandin the first ever Peek Disability in Media Award, which honors an actor, filmmaker, or subject of a film who best embodies the life of Kim Peek and is helping to promote positive images about people with disabilities. Grandin's work was shown in the 2010 made-for-TV biopic Temple Grandin, in which she is played by Claire Danes.
You know, you lose some social circuits in the brain, you might get circuits for art or for mathematics. When does geek and nerd become Asperger's or mild autism? There's no black and white dividing line.
It's a broad spectrum, Grandin says, and that's what people are learning the most about autism. She's been speaking publicly about the disorder since the 1980s, giving a firsthand account of what it's like to feel anxious and threatened by everything, but most importantly, of how it can be overcome.
I had good teachers. As I got older, my science teacher really helped me. I wasn't interested in school. He got me interested in school. Mother made me learn how to do things, like table manners and shop. She kind of knew how much to stretch me, because if you don't push these kids somewhere, they don't do well.
When she was 15, her mother sent her to her aunt's ranch, where she became interested in animals. Grandin now works as a consultant to the livestock industry, helping to improve standards in slaughter plants and livestock farms. Much of that interest, she says, comes from the ability to empathize with animals that feel threatened, but also her incredible visual memory.
I see pictures in my mind. I could actually test run equipment in my mind, and that made it easy to design equipment because I could see how to do it. And I've been learning that there's different kinds of minds. Not everybody on the spectrum is a visual thinker.
Today, Grandin says she's seeing some of the high-functioning autistics having more problems than they had in the 50s.
One advantage in the 50s was being taught social rules. All kids were taught how to say please and thank you, how to eat dinner properly, how to buy things in stores.
But social rules are looser and subtler now, she says, which is difficult for people on the autism spectrum like herself.
Because the way I have to learn social rules is like I learn them like being in a play. I don't pick up subtle social cues. It's like being in a play.
Both Grandin and Morrow agree that autism has its many pains, but it can be in many ways a blessing. Morrow says to be average at everything is to be exceptional at nothing. And people like Grandin may have a key to life that many will never find.
You know, Temple's was discovered by herself and others, but there are a lot of people who've never really found out what they are, why they're here. I think to answer that question is kind of the challenge of life.
Grandin says the worst thing you can do for an autistic child is allow him to stagnate.
You got to expose kids to interesting things.
It's essential. Grandin says whether it's art, music, cooking, or woodshop. In addition to her work with livestock, Grandin is also a professor at Colorado State University. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.